Welcome to the Trevor Turnbull Show, where you'll hear vulnerable, honest stories that will inspire you to embrace your mess and live your best life. Welcome to the show, everyone. Trevor Turnbull here again with a solo episode. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to amplify your impact. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, not just the egotistical of like, I want to be more influential and impactful in the world, but to say, how can you amplify the impact of everything around you? The abundant state that we all desire, where you're healthy and your relationships are good and your finances are exploding and you're serving other people and your spiritual awakening is elevating and rising every single day because you are moving in a forward momentum direction. And don't get me wrong, it's typically not this perfect linear path of like ascension. It's bumpy and it's messy along the way. And one of the things that I want to really lean into here today is the idea of creating content. So creating content as a means to amplify your impact. Impact on yourself, impact on those around you, impact on those you serve as clients, whatever it might be. And I want to reference a couple of things that have come across my feed and my awareness just within the last week or so, because I think they'll really ground in what I'm saying here, as well as, you know, who has the ability to actually take what I'm going to say here today and really run with it. Because quite frankly, not everybody's ready for this. Not everybody is willing to step into this and make it their reality, to become a reality creator. So I'll get into that in 1 second, but I also want to say that this episode is a special one too, because it's the last recording that I'm going to do for my podcast in my current home office. So about 18 months ago, I think maybe less than that, about a year ago, I gave up an office that I had that was outside of the home here, and I would go into it and I really enjoyed that. I liked getting out of the house. I liked driving in. I liked being able to walk over for a coffee, feeling the energy and the vibe of people around me, that type of thing. And then I came home and I decided I'm going to make this a very comfortable space. So everything you can see behind me here has now changed, if you haven't noticed, if you're watching on YouTube. But I used to have some posters on the wall for my show. And it's all down because we're moving, of course. We're moving to Costa Rica, and the t-shirt is in honor of that. This is the t-shirt that my wife got me when she went to Costa Rica back in March. And then we made committed, focused action towards making that our reality. And now it's coming true. So next Tuesday, we are flying out and I will officially be in a new location. I have no idea what my setup's actually going to look like when we get there. It'll be perfect, whatever it is. But it's kind of a bittersweet episode because, you know, I'm excited to go, but yeah, it's kind of sad when it's the last episode inside of this space that I've created so much in my life. I've amplified my own impact by creating in this space. So what I want to really reference here is a couple of things, and I'll link these up in the show notes as well, because those of you that are listening to this, you won't really have any visuals with regards to what I'm talking about, but I'll do the best that I can to describe this. So whenever I bring up the idea that the way to actually attain everything that you desire, whether it's more clients in your business or the kind of people that you want to attract into your life, whether it's a life partner or just people you want to surround yourself with, all of these things is to actually speak your truth out loud and to share it with the world. And if you have big dreams and you've got ideas that are game-changing, where you truly are a change maker, you are somebody that's here to amplify and elevate consciousness on this planet, deep down inside, you know that. If you are not creating content, then you are straight up playing small. You are robbing the world of your gifts. You are holding back and therefore restricting the opportunity for others to learn from what it is you have to share, which isn't to say that you have all the answers, because that's not at all what this is. It's just about sharing your vulnerable, honest, true self, so that where you are in this moment is a place filled with gratitude, both for where you are, but also all of the steps that got you to here, in all of its messy glory. Because when you do that, you actually humanize yourself, where you might think that, no, I need to put on this persona that says I got this shit all figured out already, and I can't possibly even think about creating content until I do. That right there is going to stop you dead in your tracks. You're never even going to start. Do you know how many people I've talked to that have an idea for a book that they know that they want to write, or a podcast that they want to start, or an idea for a product or a service that they want to launch into the world, and then they never ever see it come to fruition because they never think they're ready. They don't believe that what they have to say is polished enough for them to actually release it out into the world. This idea of perfectionism is actually stifling creativity and innovation and progress in this world. And I know personally that I am here to amplify the impact of change makers, the people that are reality creators, the creator of their own reality. And I know that for the longest time, I actually was not that person. I said to myself, no, you're not ready for that. Creating content is a waste of time. It's not worth the energy and the effort that you need to put in. You need to do all this planning and production and post-production and distribution and it's just so heavy. I just don't even want to think about it. And then I started to shift my perspective on it when I realized that I'm creating content in every second of every day. If I was recording every conversation that I had every single day with clients, with colleagues, with myself, webinars, interviews, all of these things, I'm creating content. And in fact, I just published a post about this a couple of days ago talking about this podcast in particular. And I can't remember all the exact numbers, but essentially I've posted 63 podcast episodes in the last year. 45 of those, I want to say, were interviews. From that, there was, I believe it was almost 800 pieces of content we were able to extract as topic videos, which are longer form videos that are topic specific and published on platforms like YouTube. And then we created social videos as well in different formats, one-to-one, with titles, without titles, subtitles, sometimes, not others times. Quite frankly, we've been experimenting with this for the last year. And then even quote graphics. This isn't even just about creating video content. It's just about speaking your truth out loud and documenting the journey of your evolution and also acknowledging what you have for expertise and brilliance to offer the world right now and not thinking that you're never ready, because that's just quite frankly not true. People want to see the truth. They want to understand what shapes your beliefs. They want to understand what got you to this place. They're not expecting perfect, but they do expect you to show up if you expect them to reciprocate and show up in your world and either pay you for what it is you bring into this world or whatever that shape takes, right? Whether it's attracting a partner, attracting abundance, all of these things. So a year ago, I was still trapped in that thinking it needs to be perfect. Even my podcast, I wasn't ready. And then 8 months later, I finally launched and my journey began. And over that time, I've been working on the workflows and the processes and the systems and the team to be able to extract all of this brilliance from what's said every single day in places where a lot of times we don't even think about pulling content from. Like, I'll give you an example. I had a call with somebody that's in the Source Collective, which is the container that Danielle and Grant and I created that is for these conscious creators, these reality creators that come in with big ideas and they get supported and encouraged to say, that sounds amazing. Let's move in that direction. Let's support each other as we go. There's no competition here. Let's just see how we can elevate in this world together. And I had that call last week and the person that I was talking to said, I have this idea. We should really create a dedicated time where we show up and we just kind of jam and we share ideas and we record the whole thing. And then we can just pull out those brilliant nuggets and share it with the world. And it'd be a great way to create content. And my response was, that sounds like a great idea. We should do that. And also, don't forget, we just did that. This meeting right now was actually that. And there was a moment of confusion, but then also a grounding and an understanding of, oh shit, we are always creating. Now, the thing that we're all faced with as human beings is how we're showing up in every single moment something that we would be proud of to put out into the world. And then the deeper reflection on that is, if the answer is no, then we are out of alignment. Our mess, our message is not actually aligned with our actions. And that is the part that we get to go deep on. And that's what I'm going to reference here when I'm talking about some of these examples that I saw in the last week too, is that a lot of times people want the end result. They want the, I create content and people magically and magnetically show up in my world and they come with money in hand saying, I want to work with you. But that's skipping all of the steps, the messiness along the way, the authenticity, the truthfulness of where you are currently and what it took to get to this place, as well as how you operate on a day-to-day basis. Not only in the way that you speak to others, the way that you speak to yourself, the way you take care of yourself, the way you prioritize your time. Like if you're saying that your family is number one, but you're still putting 16-hour days in and burning out in front of a computer and not sleeping properly and not taking any time for yourself, for self-care, to meditate, to journal, to reflect, to slow down, to speed up, you are out of alignment. And therefore, I can understand why you don't want to create content, especially video content, because it will actually expose the true you. And that's what scares the shit out of people, is having the true, authentic aspect of themselves be exposed for what it really is. So let me give you an example of this too. So Alex Hormozi, which some people might be familiar with. If not, I'll link up this video that I'm referencing in particular down in the show notes and on YouTube in the description as well. But he just released a video talking about the fact that he very adamantly and very publicly had told his clients in the past, stop creating content. It's a waste of time. It's not worth it. You should instead focus your efforts on other things, right? Paying for ads, whatever it might be. And how he's changed his mind on that. Now, not completely, because there's still aspects of what he was saying before that he still was aligned with, but there was a shift that happened for him. He started to experience it himself as he started to think about it differently. And then he created these five phases, because we like to have things compartmentalized into buckets, right? We want to understand, like, what are the steps then, Alex? Tell me, how do I create content and have it be worth my time and worth the money, and the return on it would be worth all of those things that you invest into it? And here are the phases that he outlined. Number one, make something and post it. And he actually jokingly referenced this. He said, I can't believe I actually even have to say that, but the truth is that most of you aren't doing anything. You might be talking about a lot of stuff behind the scenes to yourself in your private meetings with your partner, your husband or your wife. They're the ones that are listening to you and hearing the brunt of like how nobody else understands you and how you're way smarter than that person and all of these different things. And how's that serving you? How about we start showing up and sharing our authentic truth? And if that authentic truth is not actually the person that is inspiring enough for other people to want to invest in, we start there. How about we start there? So make something and post it. Step one, sounds simple, but most people aren't even doing that. Phase two, post something consistently. We can all get inspired, just like with our workout routine and our diets and all of these other things that we have really good intentions around, but we don't actually follow through and create habits around them and then eventually ways of being so that it's just how we operate. And this is a muscle that gets built over time. You don't just show up one day and start creating content and it's consistent every single day and people show up and go, oh my God, thank God you showed up finally and started creating content. It takes time. You have to go through the messiness to get to the other side where it becomes more flow-like. And also know that you're going to constantly evolve as well. So you'll go through phases where some of your content may not actually resonate or land for people, but every once in a while it really does because you actually tap into soul. You speak from your heart. And I personally am choosing to lead by example on this. And if you just go back through my content, look at my YouTube channel, look at my LinkedIn feed, those are the two main places that I publish right now, you will see that evolution and you will see the posts that really jump out. You'll be able to tell the ones where I'm speaking from my heart, where I'm being vulnerable and honest and truthful and just really leaning in and speaking from my soul. And then you can tell the ones where I'm not. And while it might be fairly easy for a high achieving, you know, quote unquote entrepreneur to just reverse engineer what I'm doing, you cannot reverse engineer soul. You can't. You are you. You have to show up as your authentic self. So that's number two. Phase three, post on all platforms. Phase four, maximize output on all platforms. He says most people never even get here. Truth is that most people never even get to phase two because they don't create consistency around this. But we'll go with what he said. Phase five, capture and create. So what he's referencing there is not only be everywhere, but also create live content where people can also chime in, like live phone calls, for example, and you're creating content that you can then post-produce and then produce content from as well. It's very meta, right? But I would actually say too that there's kind of a reverse on that because you don't necessarily need to be going straight to creating live content, but you have to understand and recognize the fact that you are already creating content. Every single day, every conversation you have with yourself, every time you write in a journal entry, every time you do an internal meeting with a friend, a colleague, whatever it might be, a client, you are creating content. It's just extracting out the pieces of that that have a message that inspires or that educates or informs. And that is really what the Amplify Impact machine that I've built does. That's what it does for people. But again, most people aren't even ready for it because if they don't start by actually posting something and then create consistency, they never get to the place where they actually speak from an authentic place. They're trying to reverse engineer what they think other people want to hear as opposed to speaking from what is true to them and allowing whatever it is that's supposed to come back to them to come back to them, to be attracted to them. So that's the first reference that I wanted to give was just how he speaks about these phases. And then he actually also buckets it into a couple more compartments here, I guess you would say, which is the first two phases are really about lead nurture, which is to just create consistent content and to be top of mind and to get in front of people and to build relationships and community and network. And, you know, it's about nurturing. It's that initial phase of the buyer's journey, right? It's that awareness phase. And then he references the second part as lead capture. That's where you're scaling onto multiple platforms and you're producing live content and you're really ramping up everything that you're doing and ideally building a machine behind you to actually extract all of the stuff and the content and the brilliance that needs to get put out into the world. But we have to just start. And I have a solution for you for this. So stick around to the end of this podcast and I'll tell you exactly what that is. All you have to do is be brave enough to step into it. Now, the second thing that I want to reference is actually a post that I saw by Luke Matthews, who is a copywriter who I follow on LinkedIn. So I really enjoy his format and his style of writing. He's clearly got a gift, but it's not something that just happened overnight. Like copywriters don't just show up one day and go, I am a copywriter and this is what I am brilliant at. They get better at their craft as they continue to do it over time. And as I started to dive into what Luke was putting on his content and then look into his comments and then click over to a place where he provides a newsletter and you can opt in and be the first one to receive that information, I saw something on there that really stood out to me. And that was that he said, creating great video content is really hard. So don't even try. Something to that context. And I want to challenge that thought. For the same reasons of everything that I've already said up until now, which is why would you believe that you can't be as articulate on a video as you are in written word? Well, there's only a handful of reasons. One is that what it is that you say actually isn't in alignment with who you really truly are. And two, there is likely some insecurities that come with just being on camera. I think back to, because I grew up in this generation of the 70s and the 80s, but I think back to recording yourself on a cassette tape. Anybody that's 40s, 50-year-old, 50-ish's year old, that wasn't even a word, but in your 40s or your 50s knows what I'm talking about. You play that back and you hear your voice and you think, that's not at all what I sound like. Oh my God. And it's almost traumatizing because you're like, oh my Lord, do I really sound like that? And then we never actually want to share our voice because we are so self-critical, thinking other people will judge us. Not only based on our voice, but also maybe even how we look or what we're saying, or that what if somebody doesn't agree with me? What if somebody challenges my beliefs and now I feel stupid? These are the reasons that people don't create content. It's not because it's hard. It's because we're unwilling to be brave enough to step into that and go, of course people are going to disagree with you. That's the whole point. You get to have an opinion based on your beliefs, and you also get to be open-minded to know you don't know the truth any more than I do. There is no absolute truth in this world. So why would you not share the knowledge that you have and the experience that you have from the perspective that you have, which is we all have lived a unique life and we all have experiences that we can take one side of the story and say, this is my truth. I don't sound good on audio. I don't look good on camera. Or no, I am constantly leveling up my ability to be comfortable on camera, to share my truth out loud, to serve and support other people so that they can accelerate in their life and elevate and therefore continuously evolve. It's a protection mechanism to say creating video content is hard, because it's quite frankly not. It's more around the story of, are you out of alignment with what you say and how you actually show up in this world? So again, when you think about creating content, most people aren't even ready to create content because they're scared to actually even jump into this. But this is what I'm going to invite you into if you're ready to take that leap. In just a minute, I have one more thing to actually reference. There was another post that I saw from a guy that I have connected with recently and had a great conversation with actually on Zoom. His name's Michael Peterson. And Michael asked the question about vanity metrics, essentially, on LinkedIn. So he used some math and saying, you know, I have X amount of followers, I'm creating content in this way, and my numbers are not reflecting what they should. I see other people that have, you know, smaller followings or smaller connection lists that have way more engagement, more likes, more shares, more comments. And then I see people with much larger networks than me that have next to no engagement. And he was asking the quote unquote LinkedIn gurus of the world, what is the solution? And there was a lot of great feedback in there, including, well, hey, it's about the connections that you actually make and the personal connection that you have to them. It's not just about mass producing content to pump out and spam into the universe, right? And it's also not about building your contact list just to be able to gain more followers or more contacts without creating any kind of personal connection. Because we all know that it's way better to have a close connection with a small group of people than it is to have zero connection with a large group of people. This has been proven time and time again in the digital marketing world. First, it started people talking about email lists. How do you grow your email list? And then eventually people saying, you don't need to grow your email list. You can make a very, very good living in this world by having 100 people that really enjoy what it is you bring to this world that are willing to be advocates for you. And then everything in between, because naturally, the real answer is you want quantity and quality. That is what we're ultimately all seeking here. We want to create max impact and in tune, create max influence so that we can create massive, unlimited abundance in our world for ourselves and for others. But we have to just begin. We cannot focus on the metrics. The metrics are an ego stat. There's no way to say it other than that. It is solely ego-based. If you are worried about the numbers, you are worried about the likes, you are worried about the comments, you're worried about the shares, you're actually not focused on the right thing when it comes to creating content that people will want to actually consume and share and makes them want to take action. So I'm going to link all of these things up for you so that you can see them. And I actually want to open the conversation to say, what does this mean to you? When I say, do you want to amplify your impact? What does that mean to you? Do you immediately think money? Do you immediately think being of service to more people? What does it mean to you to amplify your impact? And if you could amplify your impact by actually starting with the first phases of what Alex Hormozi was talking about, which is just start and create something and then be consistent with it, would you be open to having that conversation with somebody where you could speak your vulnerable, honest truth out loud? Where you could be guided in a conversation that would allow you to actually say out loud on a recording what your wife or your husband gets to hear all the time, where they wish you would just stop talking about it and go and do something about it and share your thoughts, share your beliefs, knowing that not everybody's going to agree with you, but that is the point, that we get to show up with our gifts, my gifts, your gifts, anybody that's watching this. If you want to change your life, you have to take movement in that direction to do so. And it starts by speaking your truth. It's then where you will have the opportunity to amplify your impact, which will create all these other things in your life. So with that being said, this is what I have to offer anybody that's listening to this and thinking, okay, you've got my interest here. I think I'm ready for this. I'm going to link up down below this video. I'm not even going to say the URL because I might end up changing it. But what I'm doing now is what I call Amplify Your Impact sessions. And these are conversations that I will have with people that are ready, where I will call them up. I will ask them questions. I will ask you questions that maybe nobody's ever asked you before. And if I believe that you are playing small, I will call you up on that. I don't want to hear elevator pitches. I don't want to hear the reverse engineered value proposition about the pains and the gains and the benefit statements of the products and services that you sell. That is not inspiring. People want to understand you. They want to hear from your heart, your soul, from your decades of experience and expertise, what it is that you are here to do and who you are here to serve and who you are committed to becoming to make sure that you create the most impact that you possibly can in this time that you're on this earth. And what comes of these calls is, of course, we record the whole thing. And in that conversation, once there is a flow of conversation actually happening, because it is a bit of a dance, this isn't me just interviewing you and you showing up and scripting your answers and making sure that everything is polished. That's not what this is about at all. This is about you showing up in your authentic truth and allowing me to dance with you, to go to the edge of the cliff and say, let's go a little deeper on that. And I know it's a little scary to actually say what you know you want to say out loud. But I'm going to walk up to the edge of that cliff and we're going to jump off together. Because I've been where you are right now. I've been in a place where I just knew that there was incongruencies in my life. That I was saying one thing and doing another in my business. That I was saying one thing and doing another in my relationship. That I was saying one thing and doing another as it related to being a parent. And it wasn't until I actually aligned with becoming the person that I could be proud to say, this is who I am. This is what I believe to be true. And this is how I'm showing up every single day in all its imperfect action to be a greater version of myself every single day. And this is who I'm here and committed to serving, is change makers. People that have big, crazy, hairy, audacious goals that have yet to completely fulfill all of the potential that's inside of them. And of course, I connect those people together as well, because we rise in community. And one person saying something out loud that somebody else thinks is crazy makes another person's ears perk up and ask, "Tell me more. I think I might be able to help." But how can that possibly happen unless you speak your truth out loud? Share your gifts. Stop playing small. This is how you amplify your impact. This is how you create the abundance that you so desire in your life. And with that, I'm going to end this podcast. And like I say, I will link that up down below. There is an application for this, because there's 5 questions that I want to ask you before I'll actually even do that conversation with you, because I want people that are willing to show up. And the answers to those questions will tell me whether or not you're ready to do this, or if you're doing it from an inauthentic place that's solely driven around egotistical, self-serving ways. So if you're ready, click the link down below, apply to do an Amplify Your Impact session with me, and we'll go create some magic. So that's everything. Thank you so much for listening. This has been incredibly gratifying and uplifting to produce this podcast in this space. Almost, I'd say 75% of my episodes were done in this room right here. And I'm excited for the vibe and the energy that is going to come to everything that I do and what I have around me and how I show up when we get down to our gorgeous place that we've rented down in Costa Rica. And like I say, who knows? Maybe the podcast and all my content in the future will be done from the beach, by the pool, or in the garden with the monkeys and the birds in the background. You'll have to wait and see. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. And maybe we'll be talking to you soon. See ya. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Trevor Turnbull Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please consider subscribing on my YouTube channel, as well as on your favorite podcast platform. So until next time, remember, today is a beautiful day of opportunity. Trust that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So be grateful, be curious, and be brave.